After frightening Mary off there, because what I did was I didn't tell her I was going to talk to her. Well, I did mention to her, but she said, no, don't talk to her. And I was just going to ring her, just going to talk to her to tell her not to hang up the phone. And she did that. So, Mary, no, just ring me back and tell me what the answer is, because I don't know what the answer is. So, here's Mary's question. What do the initials HHA stand for? What do the initials HHA stand for? Now, that's the Southside's question. I've got another question from Kenneth Scully. And don't worry, Kenneth, I will use your question, I think, later on in the program as one of the Southside questions. But it's up to the north side now. You've got 5 minutes to answer that difficult question from Mary Doyle at 363 South Circular Road, which is on the south side of the city. What do the initials HHA stand for? Here's the Pointer Sisters, called Fire.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just
local friendly record shop to harass your distributor. That's Steph, that comes up if you want to make a telephone call to Solomon Pierce.
Oh, anyway, just one point to mention, as I did say about the Hot Press programs, we play a different kind of music. And if you do want to know anything at all about the music, details, facts, figures, whatever, artists and things, always ask Uncle Carl. Good evening, Carl. It's 11:55, this is the Raspberries.
Time is 5 minutes to midnight, and here's a summary of the news. President Carter has made the first.
Randy Edelman.
So I lived with this arrangement.
One entitled Uptown Uptempo Woman.
It's 4 before midnight.
Uptown Uptempo Woman.
Fast approaching the hour of witches. And of course, Chris Wilkinson, no relation. And from our last record of the program. The fabulous sound of that super sensational Scandinavian sound machine, ABBA. Singing on Epic Records. A number repeatedly written for the little 16-year-old Queen of Sweden, as she was at that time, entitled Dancing Queen. Beautiful. ABBA on Epic Records. One entitled Dancing Queen.
If you're going dancing tonight, I hope you fit that bill.
Time running away with us, fast approaching 12 midnight. In fact, 2 to 12, and that means...
from another Radio Late Show.
It's almost 12 o'clock, so this is Vincent Stewart signing off for tonight, saying thank you very much indeed for joining me since 10. I'll be back with you tomorrow night between the hours of 10 and 12 for the Thursday Radio Late Show. Neil O'Shea, of course, with you on Friday with his international program. Any visitors to Dublin from foreign parts, you're very welcome to call us at 722-861 with your request. Join the program only. However, all that remains for me to do is to say thank you so much for joining me over the last 2 hours. That's 120 magical musical moments that I've certainly loved sharing with you. I hope you've enjoyed sharing them with me. Thank you for allowing me, Vincent Stewart, to come into your hearts, your homes, your hospital ward, your flat, your bathroom, your bedsit, your bedroom, or indeed wherever I've been. And indeed, wherever I've been, it's been great being with you. As always, I would say to you, if you're with the one you love right now, then do a good job. Or if you're simply loving the one you're with, then for heaven's sake, leave her with happy memories. I'll see you again tomorrow night. Until then, stay well, look after yourself. God bless. Bye-bye. Stand by for Chris Wilkinson.
The time is exactly 12 o'clock midnight, time for the Chris Wilkinson Show, but tonight... it's not the ordinary, boring, typical type of rock show that Chris Wilkinson usually puts out, because tonight is a science fiction special. And the studio in me, and who will be co-presenting this whole program, is a great friend of mine, Michael Gardner, who is one of the founder members of the Irish Science Fiction Association. He's also the art director to the World Science Fiction Association, and he's now going to tell us basically what this whole program is going to be about, and also what he feels that science fiction is all about. Anyway, over to you, Michael.
Well, Chris, I think that in order to put science fiction in its place, so to speak, without attempting the definition of science fiction,
excuse me, I'm afraid we have slight technical problems, would you believe, already at this stage in the program, which is the sort of way that these things seem to go. So at the moment, as I said before, we'll hand over to Michael Garner to explain basically what the show is going to be about.
Aha, a new microphone. Very good. Well, basically, to put science fiction in its place, and... this is without attempting a definition of science fiction, which I'm sure anybody out there who is a science fiction buff, so to speak, would agree is an impossibility. I would say that science and, science and technology will always be with us, and so will science fiction. It's a result of science and technology. It's also a new phenomena in literature, but the imagination behind it has existed ever since storytelling began. It relates man to science and technology, whether it be for good or evil. And it usually... it's our entry into the era.
Everybody down. Will we ever be ready for what? TV.
Race is on, Susie Quattro. The race really is on here, all right. Has all the things answering the phone here. Hello, who have I got there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Linda from Rathfarnham.
Linda from Rathfarnham. Okay, you're Southside, answering a Northside question. Three types of coals, what are they?
The first is bitumus,
yeah.
The second is anthracite, and the third is lignite.
Okay, that's right. Just tell me what part of Rathfarnham you're from.
Ballytor Road.
Okay, that's right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, there you go. So that's been answered by the south side. We'll do the scoring later on. Right, I'm waiting for a north side question. In fact, I have... Let me see. No, that one was from the north side. Now it's a south side question I'm waiting for. Someone from the south side with a question, please, to 747967, or a difficult one that won't be answered by the north side, all right? And the north side are one down at the moment. And questions only now from the south side, nothing else, just questions from the south side, please.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end.
Oddities in the book world has come our way this week. Paperback.
My, Into the Black. And good night.
And this week, I believe the band have broken up, and due to collaborations as well with...
4th to Sebastian Coe, who set up a new world record at 3 minutes 48.95 seconds for the mile. In second place in that 3,000 metres last night was Frédéric González from France, who set a national record for France, and Marcus Reifel from Switzerland was in third place with a new national record for Switzerland as well. Ireland's John Tracy finished in eighth place, just behind Henry Rono and Rod Dixon of New Zealand. Well, that's all the sports news for you on this Thursday morning. The time right now is exactly 7:49.
Junction, Buck Junks, Buck. Those little peculiar pieces of things in the middle of the road, what are like exits and things like that, that motorists keep driving into and stopping in. Well, box junctions are junctions where the road is marked in a pattern of crisscross yellow lines, which is what I was trying to say in the first place. You must not enter the box, even if a traffic light is in your favour, unless you can clear the marked area without stopping. It's as simple as that. The idea of these box junctions is to avoid the kind of traffic snarl that we all know only too well. That's the better of two good reasons why you should use them properly. The other being that the law obliges you to use them properly.
Oh, it's springtime in the mountains and I'm full of Mountain Dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shed that's right back of the house. Here comes old Jake with all the hounds, but he's gonna hear me shout. Oh,
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. Well, the moon is right and I'm hand tight, my life is just beginning.
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Women.
Let's go down to the meeting house and wait till they start home. Them gals that live on Possum Creek will always leave alone. We'll run them down the cornrows, them sassy little misses. We'll scare them pretty gals to death, we'll stop and throw them kisses.
Well, I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning.
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Now go wash your face and comb your hair, cause it's darn near time to start. But let me tell you before you go, there's one that's got my heart. Don't chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear the dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit that silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning.
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
To the general store when a silly thing I seen. They make them in the city. It's called a magazine. I turned to page 32 and look at what I found. Them gals wear clothes we ain't seen beneath them gingham gowns.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing.
I used to have trouble with the lads at work, you know, always getting at me. All because of this bad dandruff. I'd only have to walk past and some joker would start whistling White Christmas. They even made out they were passing the hat around to get me white overalls. Not anymore, though. I started using medicated brew cream, and it worked. Because it was on my hair all the time, it was working all the time. Not like a shampoo you'd rinse away. So, no more cracks about dandruff. Well, they wouldn't dare anyway. I'm their boss now.
Medicated brew cream in the blue tub works all day on your hair to save your face. Camping comfort means Camping Gas International and the essential things that Camping Gas makes. Things like picnic stoves, camping cookers, lanterns, heaters. So before you take off, see what Camping Gas offers in your hardware or camping store.
Oui, Camping Gas, c'est mon favori.
One brand of tea is the same as another. You won't say that once you've tasted Pagoda Tea, a quality tea from the gardens of northern India. Pagoda Tea, delicious, different.
High winds and snow flurries, temperatures of minus 5 degrees will be common throughout the country.
You remember last winter, the snow, sub-zero temperatures and icy winds. And if you have drafty, ill-fitting windows and doors, you'd like to forget it, right? Well, now you can. Install draft-proof weather glaze aluminium windows and doors now, and you eliminate drafts permanently, while heat loss is substantially reduced. And with oil prices soaring, that means lower fuel bills. So contact Weatherglaze Limited today for a free colour brochure and get behind the Weatherglaze symbol, which is now on all Weatherglaze windows and doors. But remember, you can only get genuine Weatherglaze products direct from Weatherglaze Limited.
5 to 8 now, and in the Met Office this morning we have Liam Burke.
Good morning. Today will be cloudy and rather cool. Any drizzle at the moment should die out soon. It will be dry in most areas, but some further outbreaks of drizzle or light rain will occur in coastal regions of Ulster and Connacht. It will be generally overcast, but there will be a few sunny spells later. These are most likely in eastern and southeastern parts of the country, between Dublin and Waterford. Maximum temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees Celsius. Winds will be moderate westerly, so drying conditions should be fairly good in many areas away from the Atlantic coasts. Tonight will be cloudy with lowest temperatures of about 12 degrees. It will be a dry night apart from a little light rain or drizzle, mainly in the west and north. The outlook is for little change. It will gradually become warmer. There is no sign of any substantial amounts of rain on the way. And here's the sea area forecast. Meteorological situation at 7 o'clock. A ridge of high pressure is moving eastwards across the country. It will be followed by a front which will lie east-west just to the north of Ireland for the next day or so. Forecast for coastal waters from Loophead to Malinhead to Carlingford Lough and the North Irish Sea. Wind, west-northwest force 3 to 4, backing west force 4 to 5, occasionally force 6 on northern coasts. Weather, outbreaks of drizzle or light rain. Visibility, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor later. Forecast for coastal waters from Carlingford Lough to Mizenhead to Loophead and the South Irish Sea. Wind, west-northwest force 3 to 4. Weather, mainly fair. Visibility, good. The outlook is for little change. Reports from coastal stations at 7 o'clock. Malinhead, west 15 knots, cloudy, 25 miles, 1,013 millibars, falling slowly. Kish, west-northwest 17 knots, light drizzle, 14 miles, 1,016 millibars, steady. Rosslare, west 7 knots, cloudy, 40 miles, 1,016 millibars, steady. Valentia, north-northwest 12 knots, shower, 10 miles, 1,019 millibars, steady. Belmullet, west 12 knots, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1,016 millibars, steady. That's all, so I return you to the studio.
Baby, she's
the single of the week this week in the Breakfast Show, and one I'm sure that'll enter the charts fairly shortly, from the Cars, and a track called Let's Go. Jameson Dewar time in Dublin City is exactly 8 o'clock, and it's time right now for the news and weather on The Breakfast Show. The possibility of a speedy end to the week-long go-slow by oil tanker drivers and terminal workers, which has disrupted petrol supplies to the country's filling stations, was foreshadowed last night when Esso management and trade union negotiators reached agreement on a pay package for about 200 of the workers involved in the action. Details of the pay deal have not been disclosed, but the terms are understood to come within the ambit of the new national understanding, and the unions involved are to recommend that their workers accept the package in a secret ballot to be held later on today. The bloody battle between rival groups of Chinese in Dublin on Tuesday night claimed its second victim yesterday when another man died from stab wounds inflicted in the fighting. Two others are seriously ill in hospital, while the guards are trying to trace at least six men still at large. The second man to die was 26-year-old Michael Sin, and in Dublin District Court yesterday, a man was charged in connection with the incident. Freddie Lau, who's 18, of South Richmond Street in Dublin, was charged with assaulting Sin and causing him grievous bodily harm. He was remanded on bail on £2,000. Early today, four men were still being questioned in connection with the affair at Store Street Garda Station, and in Dublin, one of the four, all of whom are Chinese, and they both are injured. They were picked up by the guards at a house in Walkinstown, and charges are expected to be brought today. The reason for the attack is supposed to have come over the sale of the restaurant in Middle Abbey Street and a supposed protection racket modelled on the Triad, which exists in London. The Taoiseach, Mr Lynch, in a speech interrupted at the outset by a protest from the Reverend Ian Paisley, told the European Parliament here in Strasbourg that the European hopes and ideals would be overshadowed so long as conflict and confrontation remained in any part of the community. As the current President of the European Council, Mr Lynch was one of the main speakers at the ceremonial opening session, along with the newly elected President of the Parliament, Mrs Simone Veil, and the President of the European Commission, Mr Roy Jenkins. In a passage that did not mention Northern Ireland, but clearly referred to it, Mr Lynch asked the members of the Parliament to use their influence and powers to root out social, economic and religious intolerance, disruptive elements in this year's community. The Irish economy could survive the oil crisis better than the major industrial powers, according to the OECD report in its biannual review of the world economic prospects, which is published today. Despite gloomy predictions of an accelerating inflation and mounting dole queues across the industrial world, the 24-member organisation expects the Irish economy to continue expanding at a relatively favourable rate of at least 3%. Over 90% of parents whose children attend Christian Brothers schools approve of corporal punishment, according to a parents' representative body. A survey conducted by the National Federation of Christian Brothers Schools Parents' Councils on attitudes to corporal punishment showed, according to the Federation, that 92% of the parents who responded supported corporal punishment in certain circumstances. The Federation says that it represents 60,000 parents throughout the country, and it was annoyed that it was not consulted when the Minister for Education canvassed for opinions recently. Parents, it feels, are not consulted enough in matters affecting the education and discipline of their own children. That's the news at 8. A look at the weather now for the Dublin area and surrounding districts for the next 12 hours. Most areas today will have some bright or sunny intervals, a few scattered light showers mainly in the west and north. Cloudier weather with outbreaks of rain or drizzle will spread from the west this evening and tonight. The winds today will be moderate northwesterly, and winds will back westerly during this afternoon and evening, and the outlook is cool. The outlook for the next couple of days and the weekend, rain giving way to bright spells and scattered showers. It'll continue cool with moderate westerly winds, later veering northwesterly. That's the news and weather for you here on the Big D at 8 o'clock. We have it again, of course, at the top of the hour at 9. Welcome back to the second hour of the Breakfast Show. 3 minutes past 8, Jameson Dewar time, and here's Chic. And a nice track called Good Times, which I try to give you every morning between 7 and 9. Thank you. Sound of Chic, of course, and a nice track from them, and doing very well in the charts, called Good Times, and it opens up the second hour of this Thursday morning breakfast show. Jemison Judah time this morning is 7 minutes past eight, and a very good morning to you, and we dedicate that last record, of course, specially to Mandy Holman, and a very good morning to you. I wonder how the head's feeling this morning. If it's anything like mine, you're in a very, very bad way.
Listen, if you're under 26 years, then here's some exciting news for you. Transalpino, Europe's largest youth rail operator, offer up to 50% off standard rail fares to over 500 destinations on the continent. Transalpino tickets are valid for 2 months and stopover en route is allowed. There are no extras, all you need is a valid passport. How about Dublin to Amsterdam and back for as little as £48.80? Dublin to Paris and back for £47.70. Dublin to Rome, one way for £44.40. And Dublin to Copenhagen, one way for £43.80. Yes, it has to be Transalpino for the best deal going. For further details and information, why not contact Transalpino Limited, 24 Talbot Street, Dublin. Telephone 742382 or 723825. Transalpino Limited, 24 Talbot Street, Dublin, for the best deal going.
Have you ever experienced the joy of choosing your own fresh fish straight from the sea? Well, Michael Wright has fresh fish landed daily for you on the West Pier in Howth. Choose from a large selection of high quality and varied varieties. Why not let Michael Wright do the fishing for you? Michael Wright, the West Pier in Howth, and we're open extra late on Thursdays. This Friday night, of course, is another Starlight and Big D night out at the Chariot Inn in Ranelagh, and this Friday our special guests are the Fury Brothers and Davey Arthur. So for a great night out, it's the Chariot Inn in Ranelagh with the Big D and Starlight night out guests, the Fury Brothers and Davey Arthur, this Friday night in the Chariot Inn in Ranelagh.
Big D advertising means big results. For details, phone 722861. That's 722861. Big D Advertising. Tell us and we'll tell the city.
Jemison Judah time is exactly 9 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and right after the next record we'll be having an offbeat look at some of the incidents that took place at the Open Championship being held at the present moment across the water. Not exactly good scores or bad scores, just tasty little tidbits from the surrounding areas of the Golf Championship, and you can hear them right after this particular track.
About the boat race. shame about your face. Nice legs, shame about your face.
And I tell you, if they look as they sound, I'm not surprised the girl said, nice legs, shame about your face. The Monks in a very big hit single for them called exactly that, Night Legs, Shame's About Your Face. It's exactly 12 minutes past 8, Jemison Judah time here on the Big D on 273. And as promised, we're going to have an offbeat look at various incidents that happened in the Open Championship. And if you don't like sport, well, don't sort of twitch the tranny off and say, my word, he's off again. We've already had this at about 50 minutes to 8. Well, we haven't. Some scores and some things of interest that happened yesterday on the first day of the 108th Open. The first birdie of the championship, for instance, went to Tommy Horton. He had a 5-iron to the opening green 260 yards away, and then he holed from 18 inches. The first hole-in-one was claimed by Jack Nicklaus. It was the 10th ace of his career, and that came at the par 3 fifth, where the Golden Bear hit a 5-iron, stepped back and said, that's going to be close. The first birthday present for Nick Faldo, for instance, who was 22 yesterday, came with a spectacular Eagle 3 at the par 5 6th, where he hit a driver, a 5-iron, and then holed from 8 feet. The first day's attendance at noon yesterday totaled 24,500, against last year's total of 23,270 at St. Andrews. The total through the Lytham Turnstile so far is 45,321, and the target set is 125,271, and that was set at St. Andrews last year. The first disaster of the championship fell Osomo Hatano, who did a kamikaze job by running up an 8 at the par 4 17th. Four shots and two bunkers saw the Japanese on the green for 6, and regretting his decision to hit a driver off the fairway. The first man to rule himself out of the championship was Britain's Neil Coles. He retired hurt after 14 holes, complaining of tennis elbow. Two over at the turn, which is 37, the veteran Coles went bogey, double bogey, triple bogey, 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 before the pain got too much. And the first clean-out was performed by one of the Japanese players, who went straight to the Pringle stand, purchased a double armful of cashmere sweaters, the cost £1,200. Now, wasn't that interesting? Yes, it was. We'll have that every day this week for you around about 8:10. Here's Mr. Elton John and a track called Are You Ready for Love? Thank you.
That's the sound of village people and go west. And as I was saying before the record, how often you flush the loo gives away your social class, believe it or not. And according to an Anglian Water Authority report yesterday, in a poll to help forecast demand, 400 families kept diaries of their habits. But unfortunately, the report keeps a lid on the class conscious, on the class, rather, conclusions, so we'll never get to the bottom of it, yes, we'll never get to the bottom of this loo mystery about how often you flush it, giving away your social class. See, everybody now will be going up to the bathrooms today and saying, once or twice, will that be better than next door? I don't really know. It's 17 after 8, we'll take a break.
People come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
Would you have to have this coming?
The dream machine knows this. That's why we take dreams seriously. Yeah. We have to. It's our business.
I take this prejudice, right?
Step into the dream machine in Duke Street and Talbot Street. Step into your size and style.
Great.
Levi's, Lee, Thalmers, yeah. Lee Cooper, Royce, Wrangler, Straits, Cords, Denim. The dream machine. Because we know people. Come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
19 now after 8 o'clock. And time for our old rock number, our old classic of all time, rather, as 8:15 every morning. It's a bit late on this morning, and a nice mild number as usual, and this morning's it's going back to 1971, and of course free. All right now, good morning to you on a Thursday morning. Traffic information up and coming.
There she stood.